All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and a healthy dose of real talk. Bill and Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher, ready to break down some life lessons with you. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism, isn't that all about being emotionless and stoic like those Roman dudes and togas? Well, trust me, there's way more to it than meets the eye. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, embracing vulnerability and openness. Because let's face it, life throws a lot our way, curveballs, setbacks, you name it. And sometimes, the best way to navigate those storms is by being open about what's really going on inside. Here's the deal. Hiding behind walls of I'm fine or pretending we have it all together, that's a recipe for burnout and loneliness. Real strength comes from acknowledging our imperfections, our fears, and our vulnerabilities. It's about letting down those guardrails and saying, hey, I'm human, this is what I'm going through. So, how do we actually do this? How do we turn vulnerability into a superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Embrace imperfection. Forget the highlight reel. Life isn't about looking perfect all the time, it's about being authentically you. Everyone stumbles, everyone makes mistakes. The real test is how we learn and grow from those experiences. 2. Ask for help. You know that feeling when you're struggling with something and you just want to scream into a pillow? Or maybe you have a huge decision to make, but you feel completely lost. Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It shows that you're willing to be vulnerable and trust others. 3. Practice active listening. When someone shares something personal with you, truly listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really try to understand what they're going through. Sometimes, just having someone who hears us can make all the difference. 4. Share your story. You have a unique story to tell, filled with lessons learned, triumphs, and challenges. Sharing your experiences, even the tough ones, can create connections and inspire others. Remember, vulnerability breeds empathy, and empathy builds stronger relationships. Be kind to yourself. This one's crucial. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a close friend. Let go of self-criticism and embrace your journey, warts and all. Ever feel like you're putting on this big mask to hide your true feelings? Like you have to be strong and put together all the time. You know that feeling when you just want to let it all out, but you're afraid of what people will think. Well, guess what? It's okay to not be okay. It's perfectly human to experience a full range of emotions. Think about it. Have you ever felt most connected to someone after they shared something vulnerable with you? Maybe it was a friend opening up about a personal struggle or a mentor sharing a moment of self-doubt. Those moments of vulnerability create a sense of trust and authenticity that can deepen relationships in incredible ways. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're going for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, and your palms are sweating. You could try to put on this brave face and pretend everything is fine, but what if you let yourself feel those nerves? What if you acknowledge the excitement and the fear? Taking a deep breath, accepting those feelings, and even sharing them with a colleague can actually help you perform better. It releases the pressure and allows you to connect more authentically. So remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It's about showing up as your true self, imperfections and all. By embracing openness and honesty, we create space for deeper connections, genuine growth, and a life lived with more authenticity. Ready to take action? Start by practicing active listening with someone you trust. Share something small that feels vulnerable, but meaningful. And remember, every step towards vulnerability is a step towards strength and self-discovery. Alright folks, keep those stoic spirits high, and don't forget to share this episode if it resonated with you. Until next time, keep embracing the journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.